True Grit is the story of a stubborn teenager determined to track down her father's killer.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Maddie Ross. We're located in Yale County. My mother's at home looking after my sister Victoria and my brother little Frank.
That's actress Haley Steinfeld, alongside Jeff Bridges as Rooster Cogburn in the Coen brothers' film True Grit. That role was Haley Steinfeld's big break. Just weeks before filming, the Coen brothers couldn't find the right Maddie Ross. Then Steinfeld showed up, dressed in character. The night before her audition, Steinfeld and her mom went to a Jo-Ann fabric store.
She got, like, a burlap material, and the night before, my mom had, like, sewn together this skirt for me and an old top that we found in her closet that was, like, I don't even know where it came from, but it was perfect and it worked. For the first time, I really felt like I was confident enough to go fully in that sort of era, in that look. And I went on to the Paramount lot, and I auditioned, and then I believe it was 2 days later, I got called back, and then 2 weeks later, I was called in to read with Jeff Bridges for the Coen brothers. And then I think it was like a week after that, I was then on a plane to make the movie.
What is it?
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
I was 13. I was 13 when I auditioned, 13 when I made it, and 14 by the time it came out.
I'm looking for the man who shot and killed my father, Frank Ross, in front of the Monarch boarding house. The man's name is Tom Chaney. They say he's over in Indian Territory, and I need somebody to go after him.
I would definitely say that my role as Maddie Ross in True Grit was my big break. I love the scene between Maddie and Rooster when she goes to give him the money to go out on their journey of avenging her father's death. When he's like asleep and she just goes in there and just like lays it on him.
I know you can drink whiskey and snore and spit and wallow in filth and bemoan your station. The rest has been braggadocio. They told me you had grit, and that is why I came to you. I'm not paying for talk. I can get all the talk I need and more at the Monarch boarding house.
My last day of filming, I could not stop crying, and I remember, like, I just thought the world was coming to an end, and I remember Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon looking at me saying, "This is just the beginning." Seeing the film for the first time was so overwhelming. I remember sitting there and the movie ended, but no one moved. No one got up until the credits were finished rolling, because every single name that came up, I was like, oh my God, I love that person. That person was awesome. Oh my God, this was great. And I'd have a memory with every single person involved. And there are so many. And I think there's so many different things that I would like to try, I think, within filmmaking. And I think right now, I mean, acting, it just makes me so happy and I love it so much. And yeah, I definitely see myself doing it forever.
Haley Steinfeld. Her new film, Pitch Perfect 2, is out this weekend. You don't have to audition for a Coen Brothers film to have a big break. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.